Welcome to iKidapod, Iditarod coverage by kids.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 6. I'm Snow Swifty.
And I'm Mount Everest.
Today we have a race update.
Amanda Otto's dogs.
Meeting Matt Hall.
Dog health.
And what Hike and Will mean.
And now to Frosty Dog with the race update.
It's Frosty Dog with your race update. Most mushers have taken their mandatory 24-hour rest, with many of them taking it at Takonta. Takonta is said to be the race's friendliest checkpoint. Most mushers choose the checkpoint for the wood-fired boiler for hot water, a comfortable place to sleep, and unbelievable food, including pie. The children are also off school when Iditarod comes through and take shifts helping in the checkpoint. Veteran musher Nicholas Petit was first to arrive at the Ruby Checkpoint on the Yukon River. He came in with 15 dogs in harness and was awarded the first musher to the Yukon Award. The award consists of a gourmet dinner prepared by top chefs from locally grown restaurants, which owns the popular Anchorage Eateries, Spenard Roadhouse, Snow City Cafe, Crush Wine Bistro, and South Restaurant and Coffee House. His meal was an argular salad with vegetarian, white bean, and Italian sausage, kale soup, fresh seared scallops with butternut squash puree, steak, and dessert. He also received gifts from the restaurants. Here are the current race standings. Nicholas Petit is in first place and the only musher to not have taken his 24-hour rest. Travis Beals is in second and Jesse Holmes is in third. Check back on Monday for the next race update.
Hi, this is Mount Everest, and today in Trail Trivia we will be discussing dog care. First up, all dogs have to be vaccinated before the race and wear booties for the race. At each checkpoint, dogs are checked by a vet. If the dog is sick or hurt, then they are dropped and can no longer run. Second, when the dogs are checked at each checkpoint, they are checked if they have eaten enough food. If they haven't eaten enough, then they are dropped. Fourth, at the end of the race, they are checked after celebrating. That's all for Trail of Trivia. Next up is Snow Swifty with Meet the Dogs.
Hi, I'm Snow Swifty, and today at Meet the Dogs, we'll be learning about how Amanda Otto runs and organizes her Iditarod dog team, and also meet one of her dogs. First of all, she is dedicated to her dogs and racing, and according to an interview with her, she runs dogs every day. Additionally, Amanda Otto has a very versatile team and swaps their positions frequently, meaning that most of her dogs can operate as a wheel, team, swing, or lead dog, but still perform well. One of her favorite dogs is named Patience, but she's anything but that, yet in a good way, because of her amazing energy. According to her and Jeff King's website, she just loves to run, and that she's stealing the show on the wheel. Otto's dogs are very smart, agile, loving, strong, and active. That's all for Meet the Dogs today. Tune in for Mushing Lingo.
Hi, I'm Winter Runner, and today in Mushing Lingo, I'm going to teach you what hike and wool mean. Hike is used a lot in the Iditarod. It means run or go. If you didn't want to use hike, you could use mush or alright. Wool is used to tell the dogs to stop or slow down. The lead dog is the one who has to listen to these commands, because if any other part of the team, such as the wheel dog, stopped first, the sled would run over the dogs and possibly injure them. Thank you for listening to Mushing Lingo. Now to Frosty Dog with Meet Matt Hall.
Hi, I'm Frosty Dog with Meet That Musher. Today we'll be learning about the veteran musher Matt Hall. Matt Hall is a 5-time Iditarod racer, and this will be his 6th. He got 4th place last year and also got 6th in his second year. He is married to Elk Hall and won the Yukon Quest in 2017. His Iditarod lead dog is named Dia. He said that it was tough when he got right out of the top 5 in his second year. He also said that he hopes to win this year after making it into the top 5 last year. That's all on Matt Hall.
Thanks for listening to Season 9, Episode 6 of the iKidapod. We want to give a special thanks out to Mrs. Gogger and Mr. Poldowatz and iditarod.com for letting us do this. See you next time on Monday.